Is this on or not?
Yeah.
But I have no crystal ball and can't prognosticate. I think the East Boroughs where the East Boroughs now are was once lovely, enchanting countryside. Well, when you put people into an area, it can be attractive originally, but then something happens to it because people do things to the beauty of nature. And most of those things are not very pretty.
With all the very many professional and interests that you've had over the past many years, have you had much time for social life?
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't miss many concerts, the theater, discussions of one sort or another. I'm through my newspaper affiliations, I'm invited to openings, to previews, even on the nightclub circuit. And since my tastes are varied, I don't have any trouble enjoying life. I'm a member of almost a dozen boards of community agencies, and in serving on them, and I will not let my name appear on any roster where I'm not active, since I am active in them, I have a very rewarding personal experience.
Would you mind listing some of them for us?
Yeah, I'm on the board of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, Home for Crippled Children, and here, of course, the experience is painful but tremendously rewarding. Craig House Technoma, C-R-A-I-G, House, T-E-C-H-N-O-M-A, which is an agency serving emotionally disturbed children with an eye toward placing them in foster homes. Gateway to Music, which is an organization that provides 500 concerts each year for the school children on the primary and secondary level in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County, using exclusively members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and as of last year, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater. Also on the board of Lovelace Marionette Theater, which is the only marionette organization left in the city of Pittsburgh, and bless its heart, it does wondrous things. The Hebrew Free Loan Association, which as the name implies, lends money, but without interest, primarily to Jews in need, but we'll turn nobody away. And I remember, by the way, my first experience years ago before military service. My first loan when I joined the board was $50 to an old Jewish huckster whose horse had just dropped dead out in the street.
Yeah.
And so we, I think of it now, my God. So we lent him $50 to buy a new horse. Also, the Hebrew Institute, which is a release time institution in Jewish education. Pastoral Institute, obviously a non-sectarian organization that provides counseling service to adults with all kinds of problems. And the Speech and Hearing Society of Allegheny County which aids the mute and the deaf. Maybe a couple of others, but that's enough. Huh?
What was the name of the Marionette Society?
Lovelace, L-O-V-E-L-A-C-E.
Do you have any other hobbies that we don't know of?
Well, I'm still crazy enough to be playing squash and tennis. Tennis is a great love of mine. Now, with indoor tennis, I play it year-round, but squash only in the winter. And you might be interested to know that my squash partner is an old friend whom I dearly love. He's a dentist who is approaching 80 years of age and is the oldest great-grandfather I know playing squash and tennis.
That's amazing.
He happens to be head of the dental clinic at Woodville State Hospital.
Do you have a special place that your family usually goes on vacations?
Yes, we have been going for the past dozen summers to Provincetown, Massachusetts, where we live on a fisherman's wharf right out over the water. And we are lulled asleep by the waves lapping against the underpinnings of the wharf. And if the bed ever drops through the floor, I drown. Because the water's pretty deep over which we sleep.
How long have you been going there?
About 12 years.
Is there anything else that you'd like to...
But I vary the travel. I've made 6 trips to the Middle East for the United Jewish Appeal. For whom I'm privileged to speak at the various campaign functions throughout the country. And I learned not too long ago from the Statistical Department of the United Jewish Appeal in New York that I have been privileged to participate in 510 campaigns. There happens to be only one state in the United States, exclusive of the 2 new ones, Hawaii and Alaska. There's only one state in which I have not spoken, and that happens to be Wyoming. I suppose the reason is that there aren't many Jews there. And every other state has spoken on behalf of the Jews.
Any other major trips abroad or?
Well, besides what Uncle Sam has done for me, I've conducted a couple of tours, to England and the continent. And across the country, of course.
Conducted
6 times. Yes, for a travel agency. With, of course, the help of a courier in those countries, because I can't speak all the languages of the countries to which we went. But I was the liaison between the courier and the group. And one tour to Israel.
Mr. Sussman, you've had a most interesting life. Is there anything else that you might like to record for posterity?
I suppose that after we've concluded here, a lot of things will surface. But that's about all I can.
We thank you very much.
Not at all.